Borrowing a modern idiom, we may say of the Buddha that the man himself, the enlightened man, was the message. We may even say that Buddhism is the Buddha. The Buddha is Buddhism. So thus it was during the lifetime of the Master on earth. The tremendous results which were produced in the way of the production of so many enlightened beings were produced, not just by the words he uttered, words which are still available in the scriptures, but by his tremendous presence and personal influence, the influence which emanated, as it were, from him. But after his death, after his parinirvana, as it's called, a change set in, at least in certain quarters. Now, there are several accounts available of what happened, but they're rather contradictory and rather confused. But they seem to agree that not long after the Buddha's parinirvana, not long after his passing away, his disciples, at least his monk disciples, or at least a very large number of them, held a big meeting. And they discussed, in effect, the question, what is Buddhism? What is Buddhism? And this is, of course, a question which still very much concerns all of us. So far as we are concerned, the Buddha is, as it were, dead. Dead within us. In the sense that we are dead to, not aware of, not awake to, our own inner Buddha nature. So he's dead so far as we are concerned. And therefore, inasmuch as he is dead, we too discuss from time to time, what is Buddhism? What is the path to the realization of enlightenment, to the recapturing of our own lost Buddhahood? Now, after the Buddha's parinirvana, after his passing away, it seems that there were among his disciples two parties representing two rather different points of view. One party said, in effect, that Buddhism is the teaching of the Buddha. What the Buddha has taught. Buddhism is the Four Noble Truths, plus the Noble Eightfold Path, plus the Three Signs of Conditioned Existence, plus the 12 links of the chain of conditioned co-production. These teachings, in their entirety, in their totality, these teachings given up by the Buddha during his lifetime, these constitute Buddhism. Buddhism is the teaching, the doctrine. Now, the other party disagreed with this. Not that the other party rejected the teaching. On the contrary, they valued the teaching, they prized the teaching very highly indeed. But they did not feel, they did not agree that Buddhism was fully embodied in the verbal teaching. According to these people, and they seem to have been rather in the majority, Buddhism was represented by, embodied in, two things. One, of course, was the teaching itself, consisting of various doctrines, various rules of conduct, and so on. But the other was the life and the example of the Buddha himself. And they felt that, if anything, the latter, the life and the example of the Buddha himself, was the more important of the two, even more important than the verbal doctrinal teaching.